from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
With the Cleveland Browns deeply ensconced into training camp and now the preseason, we're going to welcome on our good buddy, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, to talk about the Browns in preseason game number one. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Wait a minute. The Guardians won today?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Believe so, yeah.
I was willing that. That. They're going to win tonight.
I realized I accidentally hit myself in the forehead last night in the dark. I was pretty sure they lost game one.
Yeah, no. I mean, Concussions are real, and we don't joke about them here, Daryl.
I have a mark to prove it, by the way. I'm hoping it's gone by tomorrow.
So how did this happen?
Flashlight went dark on me, and I walked into something.
Oh, so you didn't hit yourself in the head. Okay, you walked into something. What'd you walk into?
Door.
Which part of the door? The edge, the middle of it?
The edge, the worst part.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
That's an Andy Roth moment.
That is a. You know what, though? I saw Daryl run 40 yards and back the other day to get us some food at camp. I got to say, more athletic than Andy.
Oh, listen, if you had to rank the athleticism of the people that work here at the Fan,
yeah.
I think Daryl's middle of the pack. Maybe even the upper quartile.
Daryl, your response?
I'm probably in the lower third.
No, you're not, dude.
I totally admit I'm in the lower third. Just ask.
You know how many people at this station don't move?
Yeah, but you weren't at the pickleball tournament in the Greenbrier, Dustin. It was really.
No, it's not against other people in other parts of the media. This is specific
other people that
to
move.
How hyper unathletic everyone else is here.
Yeah, I probably, maybe I am middle of the pack. I'll take it.
Look at that. What a win. You are mediocre. You are mediocre. Sorry, didn't want to steal a bit from the Morning Boys. That's a very original bit, chanting every 5 minutes. Now, that being said, Daryl, what are we looking for in preseason game number one tomorrow night?
I posted a couple of things. Obviously, we're not going to see much of the starters. No surprise there. I don't think we'll see them really until that third preseason game when everyone's trying to sleep when they're in Seattle against the Seahawks. But a couple of things I'm looking for, James Hudson at left tackle. I think that that's something really to watch. Jed Wills is still out. Jack Conklin is still out. Unclear the return path for both of those players at this point. So watching Hudson tomorrow night, a lot of conversation about receiver Cedric Tillman. Big things seem to be expected of him by the organization in his second season. So I'm going to be paying close attention to him. A lot of folks complimentary of the offseason that he has had. And I'll give you a third guy to watch. No surprise here. Dustin will like this because he's a Buckeye. Mike Hall, top draft pick of the Browns draft class this past year. He's being compared to Aaron Donald by people on this football team. So with all the injuries in that defensive line, I'm anticipating getting to see a lot of him tomorrow night. So I'm interested to see how he's able to play.
So, I mean, as we go throughout this preseason, I mean, it's so hard to tell, like, who's going to play and all these things. Like, do you think we'll see Deshaun at all in the preseason?
Yeah, I think we'll see him in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a couple plays, do you think, I mean, I don't know.
I kind of feel like, and this is just my guess because Kevin Stefanski has really not come close to tipping his hand on this. I'm just guessing here, Dustin. At least a quarter. So that's got to be at minimum two series, maybe three. I could definitely see him playing into the second quarter as well. But I got to think at least two offensive series against the Seahawks.
Daryl, you mentioned Mike Hall Jr., the rookie defensive tackle, the second-round pick. Can we tell yet, is this camp hype, or do you think that there's real excitement for what he might be able to do as soon as maybe week one against Dallas?
Honestly, I think it's hard to tell because this is not a live camp, not by any stretch of the imagination. I find some of the comparisons intriguing. The fact that Aaron Donald's name has come up in relation to him from a player, that's interesting. But I don't know, Nick, because it's really not a live camp. It'll be a lot of fun to see him tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun to see him go to work this coming week when the Minnesota Vikings come to town for joint practices. And you know, to the point about whether it's the Sean or the starters, a lot of work's going to get done against Minnesota. That's basically, in my view, the equivalent of having maybe two preseason games because of all the reps that you're going to be able to get against players that are not your own. And it's one of the big reasons why Kevin Stefanski is a fan of these joint practices. But this is the feel-good time of year. It always is, right? Everybody's going to have a breakout season. Everybody's looking great in camp, right? The proof's going to come starting first weekend there, September 8th against the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, if he lives up to, I think, half the hype that seems to be bestowed upon him, I think Mike Hall's in for a pretty good career with the Browns.
So you mentioned it's not a live camp a couple times there. So is that in comparison to previous Kevin Stefanski standards, as if maybe they're slow playing?
Oh, no. The next live camp Kevin Stefanski runs will be the first.
Okay.
These are not Dustin Fox's training camps anymore.
So I think what's interesting about this is, do you think that's because of the times and restrictions, or do you think that's more Kevin Stefanski and how he prefers to run camp?
I think both.
Asked you for one.
No. Yeah, but you're not getting one because it's both. It's multiple reasons. It's the restrictions with the collective bargaining agreement and the focus on the player safety. It's Kevin Stefanski's philosophy. He does not want live tackling to the ground in his training camps. He's probably been traumatized in his first four seasons here with the volume of injuries he's had to deal with, especially at the quarterback position alone. So he's trying to get his football team to week one as healthy as humanly possible. So, it's all the above there, Nick. There's just not one specific reason why.
Daryl, the one thing that'll be interesting this weekend is for us fans here in Cleveland, we haven't really watched much preseason football yet or any football to this point, is the new kickoff rule. And that's something I think I'm curious to see how that works in this game tomorrow. For the Browns, from the Browns standpoint, is this going to be huge for them to try to figure out how this is going to go? And also, like, hey, these guys that are going to play on this play, I mean, you got to have your starters, at least on special teams, out there to learn how to do this at full speed, right?
Well, shall I read you Bubba Ventrone's quote, Dustin?
Give it to us.
Give it to me again.
Quote, I don't think I'll show too much, end quote.
Seems like he's maybe keeping things close to the vest. Could do anything tonight.
I think we're going to have to wait until week one. I really do.
That's what you took away from that? I mean, it seems like guns a blazing.
No. Oh, no. He's not going to be showing anything. We saw it in the Hall of Fame game. Didn't see a whole lot there. I honestly don't think we're going to see a lot league-wide during the preseason because teams don't want to tip their hands about what they might be working on behind the scenes as far as their blocking schemes, the lanes they're trying to set up for the returns and whatnot. They're not going to want to tip their hands, so I don't think we're going to see anything compelling regarding this new kickoff rule until we get to week one.
Daryl, Jed Wills, Jack Conklin, do you think both guys will be ready to go for week one, or is this something to watch as we get closer to week one?
I think it's something to watch because they are pretty mum about the timelines for both guys. So, and that's part of the reason why I have circled Hudson as one of the three guys I'm really going to be watching intently tomorrow night. I realize it's Myles Garrett, but Myles Garrett has basically spent training camp abusing the Browns tackles. So, I think it's going to be important that Hudson has a strong performance just to, I think, settle some fears down. Because right now, I'm a little worried about left tackle.
So if both guys do end up making it and they are, does that mean DeJuan Jones is guaranteed a spot on the bench?
I wouldn't say guaranteed, but I think it would stand to reason that the two guys that you are paying north of $12 million apiece, you'll put those guys on the field. Now they're here, and I got to couch what I say there, Nick, because they're going to be very careful with both of these players. They're both coming off knee surgeries last year. Obviously, Conklin's was a little more serious than Jed Wills's. Jed was, I believe, an MCL. Jack was the ACL and MCL. They're not going to rush either one of these guys back on the field before they're ready to go. So, just keep that in mind here.
Daryl, just going back to DeJuan Jones for a minute, like, don't you think he could play left tackle? Like, give him a shot to play left tackle?
Well, the Browns view the tackle positions, at least this particular regime, I should say, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, they kind of view it somewhat interchangeable. I honestly wouldn't have a problem with it, Dustin, if they gave it a shot, but I haven't seen anything that tells me they're willing to do that. They seem to be pretty happy with him on the right side, and I don't want to say they're committed to him on the right side, but I don't get the sense that they feel any urgency to try that out.
Daryl, looking to our bet, if the Guardians win 83 or more games this season, you'll buy me a burger, teasers, and a milkshake. I'm curious whether you're starting to get a little cocky here that you might still have a chance to win this bet.
Oh, no. No. In fact, I have already set the funds aside to cover the bet.
So your financial planning better than the city of Cleveland to keep the Browns in town?
Here's what he did. He set aside his 12 gold coins that are a dollar a piece from Swenson's that he had from some event he worked. And he's going to buy your teasers with that.
Man, I so wish that were true, Dustin, because that's a great story. That's a lot better than what I just came up with.
Then you could have given him his teasers and then here's the deal. I re-gifted you your teasers.
It wouldn't change the taste. Wouldn't change the sweetness of winning a bet with a trusted, beloved friend.
Wouldn't change the taste.
I am not basking in any glow of this tailspin the Guardians seem to find themselves in right now, but I am confident that you will be enjoying sooner rather than later at some point here. But yes, I've already set the funds aside.
I can almost taste it. Daryl,
I'm sure you can.
Daryl, what percentage point would you give the Browns a chance to get and finally land Brandon Ayuk?
I'd probably say 10%.
I actually don't mind 10%. That feels
like
a good number.
Like if it was going to get done, it'd be done already. The more time that passes, I think that is lessens the chances that he becomes a Cleveland Brown.
Does this mean we should be on the lookout for things like, I don't know,
CD Lamb?
I was okay, yeah. Go right into it, fella.
Well, we know how much Andrew Berry likes trading for wide receivers, right? But hey, listen, Jerry Jones said this week he's really not in a hurry to do much of anything down there in Dallas. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you there.
So
sign him week two, Jerry. That's what we'd like here in Cleveland. Don't sign him until week two.
It's funny that you mentioned Jerry Jones, because I saw Jimmy Haslam come over. I think it was yesterday when we were I was at practice yesterday, so I know when it was.
It was yesterday,
but
yes.
But he came over, and I saw you were.
I think I was the one that ran into the door and gave myself a concussion. You can't even remember where you were yesterday.
Low blood sugar. Give me a break.
Wait, low blood sugar. I brought you food.
When was that? Yesterday.
First off, you toyed with us because you thought you were bringing us food, and you brought us a bag of chips.
A cookie.
In fairness, somebody took the food out. Because there were sauce packets in there for something.
Yeah. Oh, we know that someone took the food out.
Guess what? My bag had a chicken sandwich in it.
Oh, wow.
Hold up.
This is basically like when you're on a flight and the air things drop and you got to put the mask over your face.
You looked in your
first.
Bag in front of us and acted like you had the same items inside.
Yeah, because he's smart.
That was the second bag.
How many bags did you have yesterday, Daryl?
Well, how many of you were over there? Because I fed all of you.
Yeah, no, you did. And I want to say, the cookie made it worth it. I'm not gonna be ungrateful like Dustin.
He didn't buy it for you.
He got it for me. The man ran 40 yards and back.
Yeah, it's 40 yards.
For everybody else, he walked.
That is a fact.
Yeah. Everybody else, he walked. For you, me, and Keith, he ran.
May or may not have had something to do with a little hamstring tweak I may or may not have sustained.
You feel this convicted to thank Daryl for his 40-yard sprint? It wasn't a sprint, dude. It was like a half jog to get your Chick-fil-A waffle chips.
I forgot that you were some sort of running and ambulatory snob.
Well, in Dustin's defense, there are, photos to prove it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's got the bona fides for it.
I mean,
photos of what?
He did leap tall defensive linemen to block field goals.
You have fast feet, Daryl.
I have some sneaky quickness to me. If I need to get somewhere quickly, I can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's going to go in an open for something, just so you know, there, Daryl. Daryl,
I don't even remember what I just said, but I'm sure I'll be reminded of it soon.
Yes, yes, every time you're on. Daryl,
get that ass.
We appreciate you. Great stuff as always. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow. I know you're chomping at the bit to cover preseason game number one.
Can't wait. My favorite time of year.
See, I get your sarcasm. I was sarcastic for like three questions in a row early. You no-sold it.
I gave you nothing, and you will like it.
Just like those Chick-fil-A bags yesterday. Daryl, be good, buddy.
Take care.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Coaches say the damnedest thing. We're about to play something that, and I guarantee you, you have experience with this. No names, please. I don't know when coaches started believing that it was the media's job to be a fan of the team. But Deion Sanders, who I think is now exposing himself on a national level to be quite guilty of ass clownery at most days, Deion had his media availability today and pulled these shenanigans.
Coach Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. Happy summer, my man.
You don't like us, man. Why do you do this to yourself?
Come on.
You don't like us.
Mark likes me, by the way. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Mark said he likes me.
No,
so
but
that's
you,
one.
You don't. Why do you that's do one. This, though?
No, sorry. Two-parter, if I could.
No, I'm serious. Football why question. Do you do this? Like, you know you don't. Like, why do you do
no,
this?
No, it's not about that. Football question. Football question.
No, why do you do this? Like, it would be hard for me to really engage in someone I don't like or something I don't like. I'm just asking why. Like, why?
Got to pay
what
the bills,
did I do?
Guys. You didn't do anything. It's not about that. But this is a football
why?
Question.
I'm asking you why.
Yeah, you can ask. But that's
okay,
not
answer me.
Because yeah.
You want me to answer you. So
yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Why?
Yeah. Why? Because I have
give
questions.
Give me your why.
What's your why? What do you want to know?
Why do you always on attack? Like, what did we do?
Where am I on attack today? Where am I on attack?
Yeah, I'm not going to give you opportunities to be on attack. But I'm asking you why. Like, what does it do for you? Like, what happened?
It's not about me.
But what happened to get you like this?
It's a good question.
No, I'm serious. Because I want to help. Like, because, no, I'm serious. I want to help. Because it's not normal.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
Can I ask you a football question?
No.
Seriously.
No, we'll talk about that. When we talk about that, I'll talk about that with you.
Can we ask you a football question, please?
When I talk about that, we talk about that. We can talk about that.
So this is
there's some history here. Has to be. Otherwise,
Deion,
he thinks this guy doesn't like football because he's very negative. So he's been negative in the past, clearly. And this is now a vendetta.
So I think that this guy's probably said things about Deion and the way Deion runs the program.
Yeah, like everyone else.
And Deion probably is trying to make an example out of this guy. Now, in the same press conference, there's another interaction where somebody from CBS Sports Denver tries to ask a question, and he goes, no, I don't like what your people did. He goes, but that's national. We're local, and Deion goes, that's all CBS Sports. It's actually not true if you look at how things are owned anymore and the CBS Sports brand. And I think this is all distractionary. I think Deion this whole time, I think if Deion had been who people hoped he would be, I think Deion could have been great for college football. But I think Deion is who I've always feared him to be, which is a bit fraudulent. When I say a bit fraudulent, yeah. I'm pulling a punch. He is a fraud. There are some people who act a certain way and who use certain things, like, let's say, the Bible, and they grandstand and they put on a good show and they talk about themselves as a religious figure, and then you see who they really are. This is that. This is pure Deion Sanders. This is trying to manipulate media coverage by judging somebody that he thinks said something sometime that was critical, and it's trash. And I'll be honest with you, dude. This dude's going to get himself so fired so quickly. Because as good as it is when somebody's giving relevance, we always talk about this with Johnny, right? Good relevance, bad relevance. Some people don't think there's a difference between those two things. This is the other side of that coin. And it's not about one reporter. It's that Deion does this. If you watch his press conferences, Deion does this stuff all the time.
I mean, he did that when he was at Jackson State. Do you have that noise, by the way?
I do. It's okay. Down the hall.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was in here. I thought it was like one of my devices.
No.
I was a little paranoid there.
Yeah.
But no, he did that thing. Remember at Jackson State when there was a guy that was a sideline guy or digital guy that covers the team, works for the team, works for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And like Deion like stopped the interview to like tell him to like talk normal and not talk like a broadcaster. Yeah. Remember you seen that, right?
Yep.
It's like really awkward.
Yeah.
Man, Deion's a strange dude, man.
I think he's...
Like, I like him. I want to like him. I think he's, well, he's obviously one of the great corners to ever play, great football players to ever play the game. So yeah. I'm a fan of his game. I'm a fan of, you know, all that stuff. But like,
dude, I think Deion
it's just a little much, man.
He seems to be a good guy when whenever, it's convenient.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And the reason
he's
why...
He's like me. He's on the all-convenience team.
Dude, the reason why it bugs me is Deion could and should be a disruptive force for good for college football.
Yeah.
And especially at a school like Colorado, where a disruptive force for good, a guy that upsets the apple cart, a guy that can raise a bunch of funds and rally the troops because it's exciting and it's relevant, that can only be good for schools that aren't your traditional blue bloods. Unfortunate. And listen, this might seem immaterial. Oh, well, it was just a D to one reporter or two reporters. No. That speaks to how he runs his program. Guys, listen to any college coach. They, even with guys they don't like, they might negatively engage with a coach. They still let them ask their question.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This comes in the wake of a massive, massive slew of reporting that Deion's culture has led to a lot of very problematic things, including gun culture within that locker room, including fight culture, including things that are antithetical to winning football and helping young men get to the next level of their life and hopefully get to the NFL.
Right.
And so this is just another piece of evidence. Like, Deion better be good this year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even know making a bowl is good enough. Like, he has to, because here's the thing. All this negative publicity is now going to get any one of these boosters super uncomfortable because they're going to start thinking about things that happened at other programs that went sideways and cultures where things went sideways and there was no leadership to stop it. Thinking Baylor football, thinking Baylor basketball. You better win, dude. And then I'm saying 8 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins. Or I would not surprise me if they win 2 games this year or 3 games. Wouldn't surprise me if Deion was onto some new adventure. That the way he conducted himself is not the way I think most people would want the face of a program
right.
to conduct themselves. And this thing could get really hairy really quickly. If this is, dude, they're in camp. We're in the preseason. And Deion's pulling this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.